Yes, indeed. And we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our practicum on creating money. And this is where we begin. Today, in our first exercise, we want to start with the idea of tapping into your imagination. Now, this is actually quite simple and is not something that's going to be very difficult, but it is going to require that you suspend your belief in the feeling and the thought that you have about the permanence of your current physical reality. So, in tapping into your imagination, all that we are inviting you to do is to give yourself a few moments throughout the day where you allow yourself to actively daydream. Now, it is nice to daydream when you're sitting there washing the dishes or when you're doing some sort of rote thing that is pretty easy to do that doesn't require a lot of concentration. And it is nice to kind of float off into ideas and thoughts of things that could happen that you want, that you're enjoying, that you're wanting more of. But today we want to invite you to actually take 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, 2 or 3 or 4 times during the day, and sit somewhere where you're not doing anything but actually daydreaming. Now, we're not inviting you to meditate, although certainly meditation is a wonderful thing, and if you are meditating already, we would suggest that you continue to do that as a practice. What we are inviting you to do is to sit in a chair, perhaps in a nice windowsill where you can see out, and to be quiet and to allow your mind to just roam across all of the different things that you are thinking about having in the future. One of the keys to this exercise is to imagine the you that you are now in the place that you want to be later. Now, when we say place, we don't necessarily mean a geographic spot. We mean the situation, the experience, whatever it is that you're wanting more of. Now, since this series is specifically focused on creating money, we would suggest that as you're daydreaming, that what you do is you allow yourself to imagine having more money than what you are having now. Now, notice we're using the verb having, not creating, not making, not saving, not investing, but having. Now, there's no reason why you should or should not follow a specific path that says, I've only got to think about these things in this way. But our very specific exercise that we're offering you here today is something that we're going to suggest that you take and you use not just today, but every day, where you give the you that you are evolving into, that you are becoming, through the very creations that you're dreaming of, the opportunity to actually be given some life. Not because there's nothing else to do, not because you have some time to fill, but because you intentionally and deliberately say to yourself, now I'm going to sit down in this chair. Now I am going to be quiet, and I am going to actively use my imagination to imagine myself having very specifically what it is that I'm wanting more of. So that is our exercise that we offer you today. Now, let us talk a little bit about why this is important and what it means. This exercise is important because you're deliberately going in the direction vibrationally by imagining what you are wanting. You are deliberately going into that direction vibrationally by imagining the thought of having it, and you will naturally feel what it feels like to be in that direction. This is also a place and a time where you can take things that you have vaguely thought about, and you thought, well, it would be nice if that was to sort of happen in a general sort of way, and really flush out some of the details of what it is that you really do want, and use that contrast now, instead of waiting for the manifestation of it to happen. Use the contrast of what you can imagine from now to decide, well, I do want more of this, but I don't want more of that. The reason why this is important is because you're deliberately giving your attention to the you that you are becoming through the creation that you are inevitably going to create. There is a vast difference, both in feel and quality of experience, in terms of what happens when you deliberately give your attention to something as opposed to when you sort of fall into it, because it is the next better feeling thought, and that is always more important than anything else. But when you've sort of kind of fallen into an idea because you haven't given much attention to it, it's not quite the same, as you all know, as when you deliberately give your attention to something where you have sat down and you've said, this is what I want. Now, it is important to do this, of course, with a light touch. We're not suggesting that you should get in and try to imagine an entire world turned upside down, where everything is radically different from where you are now. That is why we said, imagine the you that you are now in the place of having the thing that you're wanting, having the more money, having the more expanded experience, whatever it may be. Don't try to go into such an imagining and say, all right, now, when I'm with the partner of my dreams, with the body of my dreams, in the job of my dreams, having the money of my dreams, then this is what will happen. Just pick up the idea of having more money. Now, you may think that you've got to change your body, change your relationship, change your job, try something new in order to get there, but that's not what we're inviting you to do. We're not suggesting that you imagine getting there. We're suggesting that you imagine being there, being in the place of having it. Walk around in your vibrational warehouse, which is what you're tapping into, and imagine this is what it looks like, this is what it feels like, this is what is happening as a now experience, imagining into the future from where you sit right at this moment. Doing so deliberately, where you give yourself, again, 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 times in a day, time to just sit in a chair where it's just your time, where you're not detaching from your thoughts as you would do in meditation, and you're not having these thoughts on the side as you might do if you were washing the dishes, but you're actually sitting in the chair intentionally deciding, this is what I want to experience. The power behind all of this, as we said, is in the intention to do so, that you have set aside the time, that you have sat down and you said, this is what I'm wanting. But additionally, as we said, this is a very good place to sort out some of the contrast that will naturally arise and to pay attention to how you feel as you think about the things that you're wanting more of. Some of the things that you are thinking about and haven't really paid attention to how it feels, once you sit down and you're quietly daydreaming about them, what you're going to notice is that there are things that you thought you wanted that you don't, and there are things that you thought you didn't want that you do. But the only reason why that hasn't happened yet is because you've not really engaged with the future, or rather the thoughts that you have of the future. This is a very powerful exercise, and it is one that we suggest that you begin today, whatever day this is that you are hearing this, and that you take this and that you use it as often as feels better to do so. But it is an exercise that we think that even if you do nothing else other than this, will be very engaging and will help you not only sort out the contrast of what you want versus what you don't want, but also will give you that delicious experience that arises when you have deliberately, intentionally imagined something and then walked through the process of allowing it to happen, whether it takes 5 seconds or 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days or 5 months or 5 years. It doesn't matter. That you intentionally engaged with the idea has its own powerful resonance that we think you will remember very quickly is a very delicious thing indeed to have. For you have all done that. You do it much more often than you think, and part of the exercise here is to get you in the habit of realizing how very deliberate you are already. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we have done so here today. And as always, we are very much looking forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.